richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little need, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, June the 9th, 2013. I am the minister of information, and I am the Christian ambassador and servant of the Rastafari movement. So, Bob Marley said, sun is shining, weather is sweet, make you want to move your dancing feet. So we're singing unto the Lord. Sing, the word sing is 2167, to sing. Sing praise, make music, to play a musical instrument. Is this the one that we saw earlier that had to do with letters and numbers and rhythm? You see, this is African, sisters and brothers. This word, when you look up this word in detail, the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary talks about how using letters, using numbers, singing and dancing to rhythm, celebrating, using mathematics and dance. Look, sisters and brothers, if you look at one of the researchers who is wonderful, Ashra Kwesi, he talked about how he has a Christianity, stolen religion from Africa, part one, Judaism, stolen religion from Africa, part one and two, Christianity, stolen religion from Africa, part one and two, spiritual concepts and history, part one and two from Africa. Also, the Western origin of the African origin of Western Freemasonry, part one and two. And one of those, I believe, is spirituality, spiritual concepts from Africa, part one and two. He talks about how the Africans, look here, the Africans as scientists now, using costume to play out the movement of the sun, moon, and stars and planets, and display the movement of the universe, movement of the cosmos, movement of the cosmology through rhythmic dance and rhythmic music and rhythmic songs, using mathematics and using the scientific study of the movement of the sun, moon, stars, and planets. This is what we're talking about right here. The African Hebrews, African Kemets, African Ethiopians, Nubians, Dogon, Twa. These are the Africans, our ancestors, that used music to sing praises to life, the principles of the universe, and music and dance to display to the babies and the youth the movement of the sun, moon, stars, and planets based on the principles of life and existence. So sing unto the Lord. 3068, Yahovah, the existing one. Numbers chapter 11, Moses once again refers to Yahweh as the begetting one and the conceiving one, the one that begets and conceives. Yahweh is father and mother. Yahweh is existence, giving birth to existence. Yahweh is life, giving birth to life. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. The universe is the effect. Yehovah, Yahweh, Yehovah is the cause, and the cause is existence, existing life. Father and mother, the Almighty, giving existence or birth to existence and life. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done. I constantly say father and mother because the modern day translators of the scripture always give you the masculine, but Yahweh is father and mother. For father and mother have done. The word done, Asa, 6213, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. This part of speech is verb, a verb, action word, to do, fashion, accomplish, to work, to deal, to produce, to prepare. So in this day, we will be producers and workers based on the principles and tenets of life, hath done excellent things. Gageuth, 1348, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The part of speech is feminine noun, majesty, rising up as a column of smoke. So majesty, the rising up of great works, swelling as of a sea, the majesty of God, and I will say goddess, pride. So the works that display the majesty, the works that display that which is glorious, that which increases, that which rises up, that which is triumphant, that which is giving pride, the lifting up of something, the majesty, the splendor. So the works that we are giving praise to, the works that we are singing about, excellent works, this is known. Yada is known, to know, to learn, to perceive, to see, find out, and discern, known in all the earth. The Most High is giving me something, sisters and brothers. All the earth, Eretz, Hebrew side. It is the number 776 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. The word is a feminine noun. So, the people of the earth are the woman, wife, the feminine of the Most High. We are the wife of Christ, the bride of Christ. Christ wants to infuse us through the word, which goes into the ear, which is that sacred passageway to the womb that is the mind. The ear is like the sacred vaginal tract, and the mind is the womb. And so we are the feminine, we are the wife, we are the woman, we are the bride of Christ, given the word that we may create excellent works that are worthy of being known all over the earth. When we rise up as the wife of Christ and deliver the masses internationally, then all the people all over the earth will know the great works of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, collectively known as Yahweh, Yehovah. The principles of life and existence known all over the earth. No more war. No more death. No more hell. No more division and destruction. All as one I and I. One I and I people following after the oneness of the Most High Father and Mother who are one. You who are married, do you not act as one father and mother acting as one for the benefit of the children? Does not the scripture say, no more twain, but one, the father and mother, the male and the female, the man and the woman, the husband and the wife acting as one, producing children, and the children and the family and the father and mother acting as one? That is monotheism. So this is the picture for the universe and the picture for we who are the children of the Most High, acting as one. Verse 6, cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. We're talking about the prophecy of Rastafari, the prophecy of the fall of Babylon, and the prophecy of the human family living as one, the prophecy of Africa being truly liberated. Africa must be free by the year 1983, done and gone, and our freedom still must be won. Rastafari prophesy of true freedom, justice, and equality for the whole of the human family, the whole of the earth, the whole of we, I and I and I. Cry out, Rastafari. Cry out and shout. The word cry is to cry shrilly, to neigh. What does that word neigh mean? I love to know the definitions of words. To neigh is a high-pitched sound uttered by a horse, and you hear the Rastafari say, Jah Rastafari, crying out loud. You hear Bob Marley and the Wailers. You hear Peter Tosh and the Word Sound and Power. You hear Bunny Wailer and the Psalms. That's his singing group. They cry out, and they cry out with a loud voice. It says, cry out and shout. 7442, Hebrew side, Ranan, to overcome with a shout and a ringing cry, to cry out in summons, exhortation of wisdom, to cry out in joy and exhortation and distress. So we have a cry that calls our distress to the fore, so that we may examine our distress, eliminate our distress with wisdom and knowledge and exaltation and exaltation of the Most High Father and Mother and the principles and tenets of life, to cause to ring and sing out for joy, because we have overcome Babylon. We have overcome this wicked, no good, rotten system of slavery and exploitation. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant. 3427, Yashav, to dwell, to remain, to sit, to abide. When you hear the word inhabitants, and when you hear the word sit and abide, that means they who sit in power, they who sit as judges, they who sit in rulership and leadership, they who sit on thrones of righteousness, thrones of rulership, thrones of leadership. So in this day and time, it seems that we have no power. It seems that the wicked hold sway over us all. But in that day, we would be the inhabitants of the earth. They who sit upon the cherubim, they who sit on the throne that are upborn by the cherubim, meaning that the angels, remember the word cherubim and seraphim, those creatures that do the bidding of the Most High, that hold their feet and their mouth, and with the other hands, they give praises to the Most High, and they fly with wings. Remember, these were the winged serpents that were full of fire because of the poisonous character of these serpents. But in Africa and in Egypt, which is Africa, and the African Hebrews and African Egyptians saw the serpents as representing wisdom. And so in the positive sense, the serpent is the wisdom. And remember that in the wilderness, Moses raised up the staff with the snake or the serpent on that staff. And that staff and that serpent affected healing in the people. So we are talking about the healing of the Most High in ourselves, raising us up to rule this universe and rule this earth in fulfillment of Psalm 8, which teaches us that we are made lower than the angels, but given the power to rule creation. The book of Hebrews picks it up again and talks about Christ and man as the glory of the invisible God, given the power to rule the creation and the universe, made lower than the angels. You are the Christ in human flesh. You are the glory of the Most High. You are Haile I, Selassie I, the might and power and glory of the Trinity. So in that day, which is the fulfillment of the Rastafari prophecies, we will see that we will be the rulers in the earth. We will be the inhabitants of the earth, and we will be the throne of the Most High. And the Most High will rule this universe and creation and earth through us. Going back to that staff with the serpent on it, now you know the origins of the healing symbol on the medical vans and trucks and the hospitals, because all of this is African. All of this is African. The Per Ankh, the house of life, is where we get the hospital today, because in the hospital, they're supposed to administer life and not death. And so the Per Ankh is the house of life and the symbol of the staff with the serpent on it and the wings. Watch this now. That's the whole, that is this cherubim. That is the seraphim, the winged serpent and the staff. Oh, man. See, this is your culture. This is your African ancestors. So in that day, the inhabitants of Zion, and the word Zion, 6726 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Sayon is how you pronounce it in the Hebrew. It means parched place. And the word parched has to do with being burnt because of heat and fire, dried out with heat, extremely thirsty. Why dried out with heat? Because of the midsummer sun, the heat of the sun. This word has to do with the sun, and it means also a sunny place, a sunny mountain, a fortress. A fortress is a place that is a place of protection for all of they who are within the fortress, the higher and the southern hill. Now, let me see if I have my geography correct. In the south of your geography, the south, the sun goes towards the south in the times of spring and summer, and goes toward the north in the times of fall and winter. Now, the earth is spinning such that it would appear that the sun is moving south, but it's the spinning of the earth. So what we are talking about is that we, as the people of the Most High, are spinning in such a manner, moving in such a manner towards the sun. And we are getting the benefits of the sun as symbolic of Ra, as symbolic of light and knowledge and wisdom. And we are becoming illuminated, and we are becoming the inhabitants of Zion. We are the daughters of Zion. We are the city of Zion. And this is the mountain, and the mountain has to do with power. The mountain has to do with rule. And we are the mountain of the Most High. We are the people and the daughter of the Most High. We are the daughters and sons and the people of light and knowledge and wisdom. And we are the Zion, and we are taking on the light of Ra, the light of Ra-eat, the wisdom of Ra and the wisdom of Ra-eat. And in that day, we are the Zion. We are the inhabitants of Zion. We are the rulers of Zion because we are ruling with the light of knowledge and wisdom. For great is the Holy One. 1419, great, large, in number, and loud, and in age, and in importance, important things, great, distinguished of men, and God himself of God. So great, great, the Most High is great, and these great and magnificent works will be manifested within I and I as inhabitants of Zion. Did we know what Zion meant, Rastafari sisters and brothers? Zion is here and now. You are Zion. You are Mount Zion Ayah. You are the children of light. You are the children of the sun. You are the children of melanin. You are they who have that melanin coursing through our veins, that when the sun strikes that melanin, we get our color, we get our hue, we get our darkness. And that color and that melanin being struck by the sun in Africa, according to Ashra Kwesi's wonderful research, has to do with the pineal gland. And the pineal gland secretes melanin. And when hit by the sun, the pineal gland secreting melanin gives us our color, gives us our hue. And all of that is symbolic of the power and the anointing and the spirit of the Most High within us to rise up our soul to stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. This is the pineal. This is the pineal gland. And this is where we get the pineal that Jacob saw. Jacob, when he wrestled with the angel, named that place Pineal or Pineal, which means face to face, and face to face with God. And so when we recognize that all of us are gods and goddesses, and in that day when we become the true inhabitants of Zion, fully engulfed and endowed and imbued with light and wisdom and understanding, we will see God and goddess face to face. And we will be the great ones and the holy ones. Great is the Holy One. 6918, the Holy One. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Kadosh. Ruach HaKadosh, we say, for the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit is our mother. But the Holy One, sacred, holy, saint, set apart, the Holy One, pure, clean, no defilement, no crimes, no idolatry, no unclean and profane things. And idolatry is this rotten system that holds up resources above the human being. So warfare and bloodshed to get stuff, to get resources, to get and mine that which is in the earth and that which we buy and consume is the product of fire burning flesh. The half-eaten flesh or half-burned flesh of the human being due to the burning of fire because of the dropping of bombs and fire and weapons and guns and warfare and bloodshed. This is an idolatrous system because the system covets things above the human being. The system says, go after whatever you want and destroy and kill whoever you want to in the process. But no, we declare the Holy One of Israel. We declare the whole universe as holy and divine and righteous. Holy One of Israel. 3478. God prevails. Israel. Ra as God prevails. I set giving birth through the womb to Ra as God prevails. See, this is how you can see this word when you are connected to African knowledge and wisdom. Is Ra'el. God prevails. Yiz Ra'el. 3478 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. But you are the El. You are the Elohim. You are the gods and the goddesses, children of the Most High. You are the children of Ra. You have come through the womb of Aset, that the Europeans called Isis. You are the gods and the goddesses who have been birthed on truth, justice, and righteousness, and Ra and Ra'it, and the light coming through the sacred masculine, and Ra'it, the light coming through the sacred feminine. So, you are the Holy One of Israel. You are the manifestation of righteousness and truth and justice in the midst of thee. 7130, Kerev, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, midst, among, inner part, middle, inward part, in the physical sense, as seat of thought and emotion. Let's deal with some of these right quickly. So all over the earth, we will be in the midst of holiness and righteousness and divinity. And in our inward parts, every facet of our structure, we will see the reality of holiness and righteousness and divinity. Our thoughts and our emotions. In Africa, in Egypt, in Kemet, you had to go 40 years to the college that is now called the mystery schools. The Europeans called it mystery because they didn't know anything about this. But in our African Kemet colleges, Ethiopian Dogon Twa colleges and schools of learning, 40 years to be able to control your thoughts and your emotions, that we may then become full and complete gods and goddesses, having full control of our faculty of thought, the very faculty of thought. Let me hit that word faculty. I love knowing the definitions of words. Faculty, the mental and physical power, the inherent and we would say inner mental and physical power, aptitude and talent for doing something. So our full spiritual, mental, moral, and physical attributes and characteristics under full and complete control, under the full and complete control of righteousness, divinity, sanctified, saint, holy, righteousness, under the full and complete control of light, Ra, Ra'it, Ra, sacred masculine, Ra'it, sacred feminine, light, knowledge, and wisdom, our thoughts and our emotions, in the midst among a number of persons. And so every person, the kingdom of God is within. The kingdom of heaven is within. The kingdom is at hand, in your hands, in my hands. That reality that Rastafari prophesied can be today. That reality that Rastafari has never given up on can and must be today. Prepare the children, prepare the babies, prepare the youth to be Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, the new names of Jesus Christ, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation, which teaches that in the last days Christ would come, Christ would manifest, and in that day would be truth and justice and righteousness, and everywhere we would be truth and justice and righteousness. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus. the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Selassie, Christ's new name, people.